Well, I was not here last Sunday night. I was after I preached that morning. I was not particularly very well. When I went home, I literally collapsed, like in terms, like in a good way, that my body shut down. And so I went to bed and I slept. I went into my office and just I lie down and to wake up just only 7 p.m. after not having a chance even to send my apologies to Michael and say, please, I won't be able to come tonight. But when we met again on Tuesday, and I learned that he preached and he focused on, well, I knew even on Friday, that he was going to see how fathers will not care so much about what will happen to their children in the future. That is what really Hezekiah did. He didn't really prepare his children very well. And yet, in this text today, I see the opposite, as I write in my introductions here. I said last week Michael had shared with you how fathers sometimes would care less about what will happen to their children and children. Today we see the same attitude, but this time from the children. How they can dismantle the legacy of their fathers, which brought them blessings and gave them even access to the throne. If Manasseh was not the son of Hezekiah, there were no any way where he should really ascend the throne of kingship, isn't it? And yet we see here Hezekiah, before becoming even proud in his heart, so did great things, isn't it? He did great things which could be a blessings not only for his family, but even for his children and children, isn't it? If they obey them. But Manasseh deliberately and aggressively, actually, he reversed and dismantled everything. You see? And I think that is my message to us tonight. That is what really I just want to share with you. And I could just go and sit down and see, because sometimes in a setting like this, we as preachers, we come with a fiery message, and so we're full of faith and anointing and an encouragement and lifting up people. But at times, there may come a message that just like, it's just like 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 = 2. And that is something need to sing in our hearts, that this is the case. This is the situation. What are we going to do with this? Last week, maybe we had our own time to be searched as fathers, how we need to be really mindful that our actions really can influence our children. So our families, we can be a disaster to them. And now we see also our children can really wipe out everything that we have labored for and suffered for and prayed for. And so just to give us the awareness that this is the world in which we live. And so here the text actually is not giving us any chance to do anything else. It's just documenting to us what has taken place so that we know that things happen that way. Isn't it? Because that is what he's saying. He went on just to tell us that this is what really Manasseh did. Beginning with the cultic system, the very thing that his father really built, the altars, and then he renovated and the temple, and then restored the worship. Isn't it? And he did that good work. Even though his heart went away from the Lord afterwards, still, there was a chance for the people to refuse to follow him, isn't it? There was a chance for the people he was leading to follow the Lord, because they have the access to the temple. They have the word of God being preached to them. But now Manasseh is going to take really big steps to destroy everything. This is what he did. The first things he did, because here the emphasis, here he rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had destroyed. You see, so that is what he did. He just wanted to start. He started with the worship, and then he went on to also to erect altars to Baal and made Asherah poles. Ahab had done. He even himself he bowed down to idols. He departed from faith completely. He bowed down to idols. He built altars in the temple of the Lord. Just even in the temple of the Lord. He built altars to Satan in Jerusalem, the place God said, I will put my name in. In both courts, the temple of the Lord, he built altars to all the starry hosts. Even he sacrificed his son in fire, and then he provokes the Lord to anger. And so now this is what we see. What is happening is like he is going to cause God to move. And this is what happens when leaders really go astray. The people they lead also suffer, isn't it? We see this disaster wherever we go. So even in this land in Australia. So the leaders, when they decided to legislate against God, so we suffer all. We suffer all. We will suffer all from all the decisions that were made. Like they provoke God's anger. And God will move swiftly. Lord, the Lord will look into these things. It will only be by his grace that we will survive. Because he could take any turn. Things could take any turn because we don't know what level God will take things to respond to the anger, to the sins of the people, isn't it? And the God is the same God. So now he is acting clearly in places like my birthplace, Sudan, South Sudan. What I see clearly is God's action against the sins and the abominations of the people who have departed from him, who are worshipping idols, who are sacrificing to other gods, bowing down to the gods like this time. So it's something happening now in our day. And what was the result? They were taken to exile. How were we taken to exile? We were dispersed around the world as refugees. And the land is people who should not be hungry. They are hungry every day. They are sick and they are mourning. And now the false worship is just like creeping into the land. And God has departed. But it's only because he's a God of mercy. He said there will be always remnants, isn't it? There are remnants. And exactly the same thing like that time. He will take them to exile to be really mistreated by others. Are we mistreated by others? We are living among people, our color is not the same, discriminated against every day. You see? And so we have to live with this. It's only his grace that there are some who are righteous enough to see beyond the color. Those who are being transformed, we heard this morning, their hearts are being transformed by Christ and have the right revelation from God that we are created all in the image of God. And we have been saved by grace to love each other and to serve each other and to promote the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so we have no regard to whether we are in our own country or not. But the reality of the fact that when God created every person, he does time, places for them to live. But these places are God's, isn't it? And if you act against God, God will act as well. And he will do something. So in this text, God says he's going to do something amazing that he will deal with this thing. The Lord said, even like through many servants, he said, Manasseh, the king of Judah, has committed these detestable sins. You see, he did all these things. Therefore, this is verse 12. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I am going to bring such disaster on Jerusalem and Judah that the ears of everyone who hears of it will tingle. I will stretch out over Jerusalem the measuring line used against Samaria and the plumb line used against the house of Ahab. The Lord just like measuring their sins, and there are many and they are bad. I will wipe out Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. So a place of security, worshiping the living God and being a people of God, given everything they need. Now they are nobody. And so, friends, God have not changed. It's the same thing. And we are to face it up. And that is why the New Testament teaching us to be imitators of God so clearly. And if we do that, we will not depart from Him. By His grace and through the means of the grace of God, you see, through praise and the Word of God and keeping ourselves, as we heard this morning, in our most holy faith, loving the Lord God, loving His own people, applying the Word of God, and not just like to be hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word. You see, and being mindful of the teaching of Christ, we will survive. You see, we will be able to do this. Because when we live in a very terrible world, because our sin provokes the Lord, and the Lord, as He acted in the past, is a God who acts against sins always. And He cannot bring blessings to where sins is harbored, where His word is just so disobeyed. So God will not allow that. And so Manasseh did that deliberately. He dismantled everything as a son who supposed to have seen all these great blessings, but he chose to do the wrong things. So it's such a lesson. And then it tells us actually that the nature of sin, the nature of fall, isn't it? And it's only through Christ that we can think and receive strength and grace and wisdom to live a life that is pleasing to God. But this is how it is. It's not only the fathers who were careless, but also children are careless. But if God, in His grace, would grant us to as fathers to obey Him and to do the right thing as Hezekiah did in the first place, and to avoid to be proud in our success and our blessings, and then also we pray also and hope that our children will keep that small blessings, that seeds we have sown in their lives, and how we have lived our lives, and so that they may not come and dismantle the Christian heritage and the legacy that we have inherited. They have inherited. Yesterday, the leader of the Voice of Martyrs, who were, he said that the magazine that they had, so is a good tool for his family, and so the histories of the sufferings and those pastors. And so he will just put it on the table. And when someone is grumbling or doing whatever, he says, just like, why we should grumble? Here, look at this. Even these people are praising God. And they're 22 years separated from your family. And you see, and here the family is together. What are we grumbling for? Can we give thanks to God for all His benefits and His blessings? And so tonight, that is my short message to us all. I was just being really blown away by the fact that really deliberately how children can dismantle the things that really were the very blessings for their lives, not knowing that God is provoked always by our sins, and He will move actually really to punish and to deny us blessings and to discourage us and to bring discouragement to us too, because His work is not just like we are happy always and inspired and against His will and against His word. He calls us to obedience as children of God, be imitators of God and doing all our thing in love and in kindness and in joy. Let us rise together and sing.